Carrack 955, this is the Wash Up, a special Anzac Day edition, thanks to Goddings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. And it's always been a cracking clash, St Joseph's and South Barwon. Joeys have dominated in recent years, winning the last five on Anzac Day after South Barwon won the first five. This was the one to break the ledger, and St Joseph's 14-7-91 did that over South Barwon 10-5-65. Joeys coach Paul Carson, good enough to join us. Paul, really well done this afternoon. Talk to us, though, about the difference between playing in this game, which you did on a number of occasions, and coaching from the sidelines.
Yeah, g'day, Kingy. Big difference, mate. I come home now with a headache, and back when I was playing, I'd come home with sort of aches and bruises and, you know, the sore body, but still, you know, not too dissimilar, to be honest, mate. It's still a big build-up, and it's still a privilege, and it's still a big day for both footy clubs.
We spoke to Al Hickey during the week about how players compose themselves once the observance ceremony has taken place. Do you have to do the same as a coaching group? It can, obviously, everybody gets affected differently by the Anzac Day observance, but yourself, do you sort of just have to take a deep breath once it's done and you go to the coach's box with your assistants?
No, not so much. I don't think it doesn't affect the coaches as much. I don't think, for me today, it was more also about grabbing the guys again after the ceremony and just sort of reiterating a few things we'd spoken about, because there's a little bit of a long time between drinks from our team meeting that might have happened an hour and a half prior. So just a little reiteration and making sure the guys are refocused again and re-motivated again, because it is a tricky time. You know, it's great to be involved, but it's 20 minutes there where it's guys can really drift off. That's the only fear that you fear as a coach.
Your second quarter really set the game up. You got a good start. You led by 14 points at quarter time, but you were able to basically put them at arm's length and not finish the game off, but basically have it in your keeping at half time.
The scoreboard probably reflected that, yeah. We had a good spell there in the second quarter, but you know, we felt like they were always in the contest and probably weren't able to sort of put that nail in the coffin. We would have liked to do that a little bit earlier, believe me. But, you know, to their credit, they're a good footy side. We knew they were going to keep coming, and they did. But I said to the boys after the game, I said, we've got so much more upside. I said, you know, the scoreboard will reflect that. Great. We win and we get the 4 points, which is fantastic. But for the majority of the day, it wasn't, in fact, how we want to play footy. So there's still a lot of things we'll take away from today's performance.
Talk to us about Jackson Davis's performance today. Best on ground, 4 goals.
So Jacko, traditionally he's been playing as a defender now, and we still persevere with that. He might have spent total 20 minutes as a forward today. We're probably a little bit fortunate as a coaching group to have the luxury. We know he can find the goals, and his goal sense is really, it's on point, and he's a really clever little forward. As equal, we're trying to, you know, evolve him into a half-back with his good ball use. So that's a little trump card. We've done that a couple of times now, and we'll continue to do that. But he did have a really important 20 minutes of footy there, and found the goals 3 times within 20 minutes, end up with 4 for the day.
Yep. Marty Dufty came to the club with a good reputation, but that might be one of the best games he's played for Joeys.
From what I gather, mate, it's the best one I've seen him play in my short time there with Marty. But from what I do gather, that probably was his best performance. And as far as a four-quarter performance, which was probably a little bit hard to find in our team today, but he really worked really hard all day and worked up and back and his pressure. And that was by far the best game I think he's played, which was fantastic for Marty because his perseverance has been really good.
Yep. Who claimed the medal? Was it Jacko Davis, best on ground?
Yeah, Jacko did get it in the end, mate. Like you say, kicked 4 goals in a game or a day that was really hard to kick goals. It was really tricky conditions out there. The wind was blowing every which way. So his 20 minutes of, you know, impacted football. He really, when the heat was on, he stood up, and that was most pleasing.
Any injury issues out of the day for you, Scarso?
Not that I'm aware of for us. There's a few sore boys, no doubt. It was pretty warm out there. It was pretty taxing. Cal Mitchell got a couple of stitches across the eye, but I touch wood. I don't think at this stage there should be anything that we're too concerned about.
Did Dan Caperon end up playing?
Dan Caperon played, yeah. And look, he'll be better for the run. That's Dan Cap's first game of local football officially. For a 23-year-old or something like that, he'll be better for the run, mate. And he was really good. We had him as a forward. He played as a key defender. And not easy just trying to slot back into, you know, local footy with conditions as they were today. It was really tricky, but Cap did really well.
Yep. Bell Park off a 9-day break now for your boys. Do you make the trek down to Colac to have a look at them this week?
I'll probably do, mate. I'll visit a cousin of mine who's just had a baby and kill two birds with one stone there, mate, and have a go and have a look at Bell Park and Colac. And cousin runs around at Colac too, so give me an opportunity to go and have a little look at him and and just see what we're in for over the next couple of weeks, which I think we get Colac again after the break. So we're going to have a little interested little sneaky poo there, mate. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Carso, really appreciate your time. Well done on the win. Like Adam Donoghue, as we touched on before, a 3-0 start to your coaching career at your new club, but a good way to start. But, big game next Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to that one at Hamelin Park against the Dragons, who go to Colac on Saturday. Well done, and always good to talk to you. Well done, Carso.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kingy. See you, mate.